Shalom,
אנחנו נקרא. Hello, we're going to read selected excerpt about the greatness of the Creator. You can ask questions at cab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Selected excerpt about the greatness of the Creator.
The greatness of the Creator. We really have nothing more. We are the created beings, and besides the Creator, there's nothing more in reality. So the whole problem of the created beings is how to discover the Creator. And discovering the Creator is possible only from a deficiency for Him. That's how we come to feel anything, only from a deficiency. And we don't have a deficiency to feel the Creator in the first place. We're under concealment. So there's a problem, a very big problem here, that we have to work against the concealment of the Creator, wanting something we don't want, yearning for something we don't yearn for. Because if we had the yearning, if we had the desire for Him, then we would already work accordingly. So the work is hidden because the Creator is hidden. That is, His importance is hidden from us. That He is important to us. That's what we don't discover. Why? Because there's a problem here. Discovering the importance of the Creator to the created beings is very simple. If He opens Himself up a little bit, then the created being will understand that He depends on the Creator 100%. And then, obviously, all the created beings will run back to Him and be devoted to Him, because there's nothing more in their life besides connecting to their source of life. But the issue is that the Creator wants the created beings to be devoted to Him, not because they depend on Him, but to be devoted to Him out of their consciousness and awareness of His greatness and uniqueness, meaning that they won't be devoted to Him as He is the source of their life, but devoted to His quality of loving and giving. And therefore, they want Him. Meaning, there is a certain specific condition here that has to do with the revelation of the Creator, that He is revealed only on the condition that the created being discovers Him, not by being dependent on Him, but being in appreciation of His importance and uniqueness. Such a thing that actually doesn't belong to the created being. The created being does not need it. But he begins to appreciate it as the most important thing there is, so that he works devotedly, as it's called, meaning doesn't care about its own life, its own existence, all that depends on the Creator. He doesn't care about that. He's willing to let that go. What he cares about is actually acquiring from the Creator His own quality of the giver, the bestower, the lover. And he knows that not from his own personal gain. Rather, he begins to appreciate that the Creator is so great and so unique that when you rise in this inclination of bestowing to others a creator towards the created being and vice versa, then you rise above any personal gain. And so we think that the creator sets up different problems for the created beings, great troubles, and the created being needs to rise in its attitude to the creator above all these troubles, so that they show each other that in this relationship between them, there's nothing personal, meaning no one wants to receive anything personal for themselves. No personal gain or some personal comfort of any sense. And all that they receive from each other is an opportunity to prove that each one is above the mind and heart of personal fulfillment and only works for the benefit of the other, the created being towards the creator and the creator towards the created being. In such a way, there is truly, eventually, unconditional love, a love that is not related to any personal calculation. So here I'd like to hear your views. How do we build the relationship with the Creator to be entirely, completely independent of our vessels of reception? Please.
First of all, it's expressed very clearly in the group, in the ten, that we've been gathered and we can run away from this, but despite all the difficulty and rejection and hatred that are revealed, we still try to express the quality of love and concern for one another.
At first it's very unclear, but only from working in the ten and feeling the feedback and what happens in the connection between us, this work begins to take on some different feelings and emotions and vessels towards this.
How do we build a relation to the Creator that's completely independent of our vessels of reception?
It's exactly the point of love of friends. We build a society that love of friends is its basis. We know it's then the springboard to love of the Creator. But that's where the friends become important, that their desire, their cli, is the new reality that I want to work for, and I want to fill it with the greatness of the Creator.
Actually, this whole thing of not being dependent on vessels of reception reminds me of the lesson we had a few days ago around the restriction, the tzimtzum, that we have to come to a state where we have such importance of the greatness of the Creator that importance restricts our dependency on the will to receive and allows us to be dependent on the Creator above the will to receive, detached from self-benefit and looking outwards all the time.
It manifests in the consistency of our studies and our gathering and the method.
Through the actions, the light begins to shine on us and builds in us this thing. From lo lishma, not for her sake, we come to lishma, for her sake. We do what Kabbalists recommend, and the light changes us.
What's important is the direction of the actions to be outside of the person, that in thought and action, that everything will be inside the friends. This is the range and the where we need to discover the greatness of the Creator, pray for the greatness of the Creator. That's where everything needs to appear. And then a person finds himself outside of this equation as this light continues to shine on him.
Rav, if we have to establish relationship with the Creator despite self-benefit, then what happens is that we get to our spiritual work, let's say to the morning lesson or assembly of friends, Yeshivat Chavrim, and then I discover, for example, when I come to the morning lesson, that I have no desire, no importance. The heart is dead. I don't feel anything in these words of love of friends, importance of the friends, importance of the goal, importance of the Creator. I have nothing. I just came because I had to come. You know, it's not nice otherwise. Suddenly I feel so dry. I'm tired. Maybe I have many concerns besides this. So here I need, even if I catch myself and I understand that all of these concerns and internal weariness and external concerns, they all come from one place. And that by this, specifically, I get an opportunity to rise, to transcend. But I don't feel within me the powers to transcend. What do you do? Where are the powers? What do you do? So, here is the question. How do I, as it is written in the books, first of all, thank the Creator for bringing me to the lesson and giving me also the right feeling at the beginning of the lesson, at the beginning of the connection with the friends, that I don't want this, I don't need this, for all kinds of reasons. I have problems, I have all kinds of arrangements that he gave to me, all kinds of problems that are more important to me than this whole thing of connection with a friend. So how do I start to listen? What words do I have in order to thank the Creator for giving me all of these preparations properly? What do I say? That's number one. Number two, let's say I came to the lesson with excitement and elation, the greatness of the Creator, the importance of the friends. What does that mean? Maybe I should check myself here. If this is how I feel, then I have such illumination that it's worthwhile, it's good for me. So that's false. I'm being pulled by all kinds of temptations toward connection with the friends and with the Creator. Perhaps I have to rise above this and not get this feeling that spirituality is good, connection is good, love of friends is good, because I have to approach it in the opposite way, through resistance, by the will to receive, resisting what I have. So how do I establish correctly my relation to what I feel? If I feel bad, meaning without attraction to spirituality and the Creator and the friends, and if I feel I am attracted to the friends and to the Creator. What should be my attitude to this, and perhaps as a result, how would I like to establish my relation to the lesson by myself at the beginning of the lesson? Go ahead.
There's no state that is standing by itself. We all together bring like a serious package of everything that happened to that moment, meaning our effort into the group and the friends. And it's a very simple thing. If we invested in the friends, then next to my state, there's another thread. Could be little, could be bigger, but it's always there. You can grab hold of it and begin to see things differently. It's not me. It's a result of everything I've done so far.
Right. The 10 completes the picture like the upper 9 in Malchut, where if I come and I am powerless, I take the importance and greatness from the friends, which is always preferable and correct. And if I come with importance and powers of my own, I have to see how I can give it to the friends. So the work is always opposite the 10, and then it doesn't matter what state you come in, we can connect my situation and that of the 10 together and with the Creator for the right work.
Yeah, I agree. It begins from determining that there is no personal state. Every state comes from the work, and then in a state where he feels bad, he plays, because there's this covenant of game between us to pray that the friends will have greatness of the Creator, at least for 3 hours, that every minute here I'm praying. And how do I play when I have excitement, when I don't have excitement? Then I know that I'm being played with. And what else? Well, there are many questions.
So how do I thank? It's really a phenomenon. Sometimes you come and you're totally immersed in yourself and the mud of life. And it all depends on how much we see the lesson as the only time where everything is gathered together. The person, the friends, the Rav, the sources, the Creator. You have an opportunity for prayer. There's a light that shines and can correct. It shouldn't be taken for granted that we have these opportunities, because the Creator can change things in a minute and set you off on a different track.
Despite all the difficulty and rejection and etc., we have a very great gift here that we can come together and hear each other and listen to each other and care for each other. And by that we want to awaken the light, which is the force that enlivens us. And we have the sources and Rav and all the opportunities, and I don't see any problem or difficulty here.
So if we're holding each other in gratitude and don't see a problem in this, then those who do have a problem, together we can be above these states. See how the Creator sends everyone, all of them? So we will pray for connection between us above all these states and direct everyone together in the same direction.
Rav, what form of connection can we determine between us as the right preparation for the morning lesson? As everyone comes with all kinds of physical, emotional troubles, frustrations, importance of something else, and so on. So how do we basically determine the form of connection that is correct for the beginning of the lesson? Go ahead.
The form of connection is what the Creator makes of us. We have to come here with gratitude and a request, regardless of how we woke up. First of all, we attach ourselves to this point that there is none else besides Him, who has woken up to the work of the Creator, and we should come like just an employee, a worker, who came to do His work. He looks from a point, He looks with His heart and mind, and the situation is in, and He brings His package into the center of the group, and let the light turn us into a salad. So all the states are good, everything's okay. What's important is for the light to fuse it and give us this peak of connection.
The connection with the Creator needs to be our North Star, meaning the connection with the Kli in the corrected states, our yearning to discover the state of greater connection between us. If we don't have it, we yearn to have it. If we have it, we're afraid to lose it. And so that's how we enter the lesson.
In the connection between us, above our personal states, we can discover the power of the Creator.
Yes, to continue the friends, there needs to be some inclination towards annulment to enter smoothly into the lesson, leave everything else behind, try to transcend it somewhat, and then between us, we're going to ignite the greatness of the Creator. Theoretically, we can pull out the whiskey, joke around, or cry. Most important is to have the greatness of the Creator. I read a beautiful article from Rabash yesterday saying that the good inclination and evil inclination is the good depiction or evil depiction. What do you depict to yourself? Are you sitting with the friends of Rabbi Shimon now, or you're seeing that your life is a bummer and the Creator hurts you? And that depends on what the friends are doing.
At the same time, I often heard from Rav that if there's resistance precisely in the morning and there's this heaviness and you come with it to the lesson and rise above it, this is what becomes a kli with which you can make a correction during the lesson, as opposed to coming and everything's okay and you sit down immediately. So we have to see how we come to more connection between us. Now we added some more time for prayer in the preparation for the lesson. It enables us to focus and begin it more correctly.
Rav, well, let's continue to the first excerpt from our lesson. Go ahead.
We're going to read excerpt number 15 from the article The Meaning of Truth and Faith by Rabash. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the overseer, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And for myself, I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the Kelim, vessels of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete, as it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from Him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the King, even at the lowest degree. That, too, I regard as a great privilege that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him, at least to some degree.
Again, please.
Again, we were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely not to take our sensation and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the overseer, and he knows.
Here lies the first question. What does it mean, then, to believe that the Creator is the supervisor? There is no power to do anything, no interest, because, let's say, you're powerless, but you still have great yearning. So no yearning also. I'm completely, totally indifferent to the entire spiritual action. So now the question is, what does it mean that the Creator gives me the force of faith with which I advance in the spiritual work? Please.
I don't think we should wait for the Creator to give us the power of faith. We have a group, we have friends, we have our labor, by which, through the connection and love, evoke the light and get closer to equivalence of form, and then according to our efforts and connection, we can reveal Him.
There's this advice that Rav always gives, to always see the system in front of me and all its pieces arranged together, and then we know that the desire can be calm or angry and so forth, but above that there's always a prayer for connection between us, holding the points in the hearts above all this mess. And this is how, as a 10, we always have to be inclined to that, and then we are above everything that unfolds.
Right. That's the direction. From the first moment we open our eyes, we should be in this. And we should try to look from the outside at our situation to be above the feelings.
Michael said it right.
I wanted to ask, okay, let's continue. Sorry.
So like Misha said before, with the friends, we are like nine sefirot that are completing me. Because no one comes here with any personal state. We have to... It's a mutual work that we do. Well, I no longer remember the question, actually. Right. So... working together with the friends, working together as a 10 in every state that appears.
Right, it's working with the friends toward the Creator and with the Creator toward the friends. Where once we use Him for the friends and once we use the friends in order to turn to the Creator, and then we create a reality of faith, of working above the personal kelim and a need for the Creator and a need for the friends, on the other hand, and I'm just the point that connects these things together.
Rav, I'm repeating the question. If the Creator gives you the power of faith against my desire, against my thought, against the mind and heart I have, in which I don't want anything, and the Creator gives me the power of faith, how does the power of faith work in me? What is it about? What is it? Go ahead.
The power of faith begins from the point of avud, when a person was inside of himself. Who am I? What am I? What about me? Why does the Creator do this to me? Etc. All of a sudden, a person can look at this place from a side and say, wait a minute, it's the Creator doing this to me. It's not me. And then a person is like, where are you going from here? To the friends or to yourself? That's already a high degree.
If the Creator gives you the power of faith, then it's a good state. You can cope against your thoughts, your desires. You have an opportunity to cling to the Creator through the Kli, which is the group, the 10.
I don't think someone gives something, the person himself determines what happens, from where come all the rejections and the hatred and the labor.
Rav, how do I feel that what I now received as strength, let's call it the power of faith, it doesn't come to me through my mind and heart. I have no interest. I don't feel anything good, anything pleasant. Rather, I've received a truly new force, the upper force, where I can cling to the society, to the idea, to the goal of our development, in a way called above reason, in a way called the force of faith. How can I envision this third force that doesn't come from my mind or heart, and it makes me continue, not because I have an interest. I don't have any interest in my vessels, but above that, the power of faith shines from above that, and in it, I begin to advance to the Creator, to the goal, to connection with the group. How can we picture to ourselves that power of faith that comes and dresses into us?
First of all, there's power that obviously comes from the merging in society, and it lets me do things through the point in the heart and not through the desire. I say, fine, so now my desire thinks and wants this or that. I put it aside. But what the Kabbalists tell me that I have to do. And this is what I do.
First of all, it's exciting that we're continuing the same work we started yesterday. This work that Rav is starting in about the three lines is very special. And let's ask together that these things won't just come from our mouth, but that we will realize it. I think that this depiction, this picture that we always have to come out to a more general perspective and not identify with states and feelings like a beaten animal, but to go to the macro and see the whole process and states of the friends and the greatness of the Rav, and then build it like this springboard that just takes a little hit, and then boom, you can jump above your own personal state and see beyond it.
Right, it's a pretty clear depiction. Faith is a sensation of mutual responsibility for each other, or a common plea. This is faith above reason. At the same time, we have what we all feel in our own little boxes, and we have to work with both. When you begin to see the ten as one body, as one desire, working together with the Creator and being able to bring Him contentment, it's a completely different perception of reality that's not divided into ten, but is compressed into one that is connected on a high level. The question in Hebrew is not complete, because the question was, how do you feel it as a third power that comes from outside? It's funny, because it feels like something is working in me, and at the same time it is as if my own work. So the minute I'm not directed to the Creator, I'm in a pit of serpents. It's a very clear-cut state. Every second you have to pay full attention. Am I toward the friends, or am I back in the pit? Right. Rav, with what kelim vessels, with what qualities, in what does the power of faith dress in me so that it gives me the ability to rise above my feeling and my intellect? So how does it appear in me? Go ahead. For sure, it's a different clue because it's not something that happens in the mind and heart. It's your ability to start living in the kli of the ten, the group. To the extent that you live in their kli is what keeps you above your kli. It's not in the person himself, it's in the common kli. Only in the power we create together. Right, the person himself remains devoid of feeling or thought that is personal, and everything outside of it, in the kli of the friends, through that place you have faith above reason. Rav, how does it happen that all of a sudden we feel our connection as an additional place, like having something additional between us that we did, built, where there is a reality of feeling and intellect? It's the special connection between us, which is like our common man, which is really called man, Adam, Arkli, from the word dome, similar to the Creator. And in it, we begin to feel the power of bestowal, the power of faith. Its or his vitality in itself is called the power of faith, the power of bestowal. And it's not something that appears within each of us. How do we discover that something common suddenly exists between us, which is called Adam, which is the power of faith, in which we begin to feel the presence of the Creator, which establishes this force, fills it, guides it? Go ahead. How do we discover? We just do. We work until it's revealed. Normally it's revealed when you least expect it, when it seems unrelated to the work. We show each other desires, yearning for the greatness of the Creator. And if the power of bestowal appears between us, it means we can fill up these yearnings of the Creator with the greatness of the Creator. And in this common area of greatnesses that we give to each other, we reveal a new entity that has the greatness of the Creator and therefore has its own existence. Just like the friend said, in the beginning it's out of acting tastelessly. I don't want to think of myself, I want to think of the friends. What does it mean? I don't know. We want to be together. Gradually a place opens up where you suddenly realize, there's a different feeling here. It's not me, it's something else. And if I'm thinking about how something should happen there, then new vitality, a new vibe begins there. And in a second, I can fall back into the serpent's pit. As long as I'm there, I'm elsewhere. It's just about seeing how we take all of our yearnings, our inclinations to connect to spirituality, to dvikut, adhesion with the Creator, and turn them into the kli that keeps us alive. How does it feel? It feels like you're not sympathizing with yourself. You're sympathizing with a general inclination that takes and leads the group. This is what keeps you alive, and through it, you look at reality. How do I, when I begin to reveal our new common kli, where I'm totally dead in my mind and heart, I have no interest, no attraction to spirituality, nothing. How do I feel that between us, A new kli opens that's common to us and doesn't belong to any of us, but is common and exists only by being between us. How do I draw from this an ability to nurture it, bestow upon it, strengthen it, this common kli, and myself, my own individuality, I don't take into account, and I'm willing to move to this new kli, all of my mind and heart, my efforts, my courage, my power, all into this kli, which doesn't belong to anyone, but is only common to us. If the commonality disappears, the kli will disappear. Go ahead. This requires a special place that's done out of annulment and subjugation and labor. Then a place vacant of self-love is made, and then you can talk about it.
To be grateful that these words of Rav have even felt within us, that it tells us something, that itself is a huge thing. And the kli itself lives from our prayers, that all of us are busy holding each other in that place. And then that place is formed, then it becomes solid, then you start feeling it, and it lives. And if our prayers dissolve, it disappears.
To continue to exert, to try to hear the Creator speaking through the friends, so that the words of the friends are pearls and gems, sublime pearls and gems, through which we want to build a common network between us, which is all gratitude and prayer to the Creator, and to continue to want that the things will happen outside of me and in the friends.
I also want to join the sense of gratitude of the friends. It's really a miracle what happens here. The initial basic condition that needs to be there to feel the common kli is to feel my personal kli with the whole snake's den, like Iran said, that without it, you're just there's no perception of it. You get lost in this whole thing. It's like being in only in pure light. So we also have to be grateful for this opposite feeling that enables you to enter the work.
How do I lose myself in this new kli? And I'm actually happy that I have more resistance and tastelessness in it, in terms of my mind and heart. And how do I, at the same time, build a new relation here, a collective mind and heart, group mind and heart, and in it I live. And this is how I advance. How can I add to our common kli, which is called the soul, so it is built above my personal mind and heart, so that all the disturbances I have in my mind and heart against the common kli, I rise above them and I'm happy, actually. And what type of disturbances do I have in the common mind and heart, common with the friends, so that toward them, so that above them I should also rise? Go ahead. What's not clear, explain to one another.
Yeah, so there's this transition between the personal I to the common I between us. And that common I, too, it has the nature of relating to itself, so it can cling to the Creator, and it also has to rely on the Creator, which is more difficult. The whole thing here is that we help each other in conditions that we set between us as the conditions of our avud and the greatness of the goal, the greatness of the Creator, always to add that, and we're happy to even have the opportunity to work because we already have such a connection. If we identify such a connection, then the joy from the work comes by itself, and we have to work on it too, so it doesn't come by itself only, but it comes from greater greatness of the Creator that we can imagine.
Sure, the work is only in greatness of the Kabbalist, the Rav. Doesn't matter. In the end, the point of dvikut that's felt only in the inclination outwards toward the friends by seemingly giving them something to this common thing, that's more important than a person's whole life. And when that state is revealed, you have to work on greatness above it, that there is even more than that.
How do we envision the mind and heart in this new common kli between us? How do we picture the mind and heart in this common kli that is now built between us called a soul?
How do we depict it? It's like having this general view in society that's based on the view of Kabbalists, and in it you have to live according to the principles that Rabash writes about the group, according to what we hear from Rav, and everyone annuls before this thing coming from the Kabbalists. But you don't do it through your own egoistic forces. You do it not with your own forces, because you have no forces in yourself. Only in the group do you get the powers to follow this view.
We envision it as the force of connection and love between us, and a great desire to bestow contentment to the Creator and do good to all the created beings.
When we remember to feel this thing between us, we see that it's a new life, life from a higher degree. And I guess it has everything. It's got its own mind, its own heart, its own pulse, and its own soul.
The whole of our impressions and feelings and states and what everyone brought to try to see this thing as a general template, that I am all the friends who speak, that this is the common mind, this thin layer of that covers everything, with only wanting to bring contentment over this whole package that we have. It's like we have this joint palette of colors, and the hand that draws everything is like this mind.
First of all, imagining the next date and doing it together is very special. It's like kids sitting together and wanting to be grown-ups. It really helps you get closer to the situation. My image is very far from love in our world. It's very cruel, quote-unquote, full of judgments. I don't know, maybe I'm redheaded in my character. It's a state where we are tightly connected in very committing connections. But you choose specifically this. And there, in the very tight connection, in very committing connection, what is revealed is a new feeling, a new connection. Everything seems different. It's a new life.
In this new degree, it's not that we are in Gmar Tikkun, but we are in an intermediate degree where we are somehow connected as one, but there is something to be integrated with outside this common feeling. There's something to correct. There is this degree of the Creator that we need to attain between us. And this is the new mind and heart that we need to work on and that we need to connect to the Creator on top of.
The feeling of connection and harmony of this new state is the heart, the synergy is life, and the more internal mind is to what extent this power controls the perception of reality, controls a place that was previously filled with me, with something broken, and now there is this, I don't know, something more internal, this inner layer, which is the source. It's something more permanent.
Rav, what we receive, this new vessel that has a mind and heart, which we call a group or a soul, the actual kli, in which we will then feel later the presence of the Creator. That kli is completely unrelated to our individual minds and hearts that themselves can't connect, that only exists above them, right? Is this new kli, this single common kli between us, unrelated to the hearts and minds of each of the ten? Of all the members of the ten.
Yes, it doesn't belong to them, not individually. It's something created between us through those deficiencies we express toward the Creator. So He creates for us that new kli that allows us to work above ourselves.
But still, every one of us feels it in themselves, not someone else, and it's unclear what's in the friend. Still, it's felt in one's will to receive. There's nothing else.
Yeah, each one depicted from his own direction, from how he grasps, how he's built, internally, externally. It's obviously something that's greater than the sum of its parts. But it's like, you know, these little organettes in a cell creating life, you know, in a cell. This is mitochondria, and they're beginning to work together in some mutual way, and they create one whole. They have their own roles and their own little brains, but they sympathize with the greater thing.
It doesn't matter what state we're in. In the present state, we can't imagine it, we can't feel it, we can't. We just want to reach it. And this is how everything's organized, that we will never feel our common kli in the present state that we're in.
Continuing to read.
אנחנו ממשיכים לקרוא בקטע מספר 15, קטע מספר 18.
Moving on to exit number 18. Shamati, article number 5. Lishma is an awakening from above, and why do we need an awakening from below? When the thief, meaning the will to receive, does not feel any taste and vitality in the work of accepting the burden of the kingdom of heaven, if a person works with faith above reason, and by coercion, the body gets used to this work, meaning against the desire of his will to receive, then a person has the means to be able to come to work, which is with the goal of bringing contentment to his maker.
Here lies the question. Here lies the question. What does it mean to be in the work of bestowing despite the resistance of the body? Please read again that part.
When the thief, meaning the will to receive, does not feel vitality in the work of accepting the burden of the kingdom of heaven, if a person works in faith above reason, by coercion, and the body gets used to this work, meaning against the desire of his will to receive.
This means that I resist, I step on my will to receive, which doesn't want, which objects to doing this work, but I step on it, and I work with what's called faith above reason. Yeah? Meaning that there is some additional force here called faith above reason that I have received from above, and I now work with that. Next.
At that time, a person has the means where he can come to work, which is with the goal of bringing contentment to his maker. This is so because the primary requirement from a person is to come to dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator through one's work, which is discerned as equivalence of form, where all of one's deeds are in order to bestow.
This means that I have a will to receive, and it doesn't stop demanding what's good for it. Even rest. It doesn't want anything. Just rest. And I obligate myself to be above my will to receive with that same force of faith above reason that I've received. And thus, I advance, and I always pay attention to that force of faith above reason I've received, and that's where I live. Please read that part again.
This is so because the primary requirement of a person is to come to the dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator through one's work, which is discerned as equivalence of form, where all of one's deeds are in order to bestow. It is as the verse says, then shall you delight yourself in the Lord. The meaning of then is that first, in the beginning of one's work, he did not have pleasure. Instead, one's work was coercive. However, afterwards, when one has already accustomed oneself to work in order to bestow and not examine oneself, if he is feeling a good taste in the work but believes that he is working to bring contentment to his maker through his work, one should believe that the Creator accepts the labor of the lower ones, regardless of how and how much is the form of their work. In everything, the Creator examines the intention, and that brings contentment to the Creator. Then one is imparted, then shall you delight yourself in the Lord. Even
meaning that there's really an acquisition of new vessels here that don't belong to the old vessels. And this is called faith. And then a person who acquires this kli, he always looks at the new vessels and he makes sure he doesn't use the old vessels. Next.
Even during the work of the Creator, he will feel delight and pleasure, as now one really does work for the Creator, because the effort he made during the coercive work qualifies one to be able to work for the Creator in earnest.
Keep reading.
You find that then too the pleasure that one receives relates to the Creator, meaning specifically to the Creator. Questions? Go ahead.
Eli, please.
The question is how not to disconnect when there's a feeling of a mutual desire, mutual mind. How not to connect? How do you feel it is alive? That's really a question. Because there's another question. I'm not afraid that I'll not know if I'm disconnecting or not. That is imaginary right now. When I start living in this vessel of faith, I feel in that vessel that we're connected together, and in it, I feel that we're connected to the Creator. So, I have no problem in being under self-control on that vessel. I feel whether I'm in it or not. My question is how to increase that vessel. Those are other questions already. So the problem isn't about losing connection to the soul, that new vessel, and not feeling that I've lost the connection. No. The question is how to constantly be in increasing that vessel. Because if I don't invest in it constantly, more forces, so it disappears. It's a very dynamic kli. It's like you're standing on the point on something sharp. You constantly have to keep your balance, otherwise you'll fall. That's that force of faith. It's a vessel that demands the renewing of the force of bestowal, of bina. Leo, please. Rabash writes that the exertion he gave while being coerced prepares him to work for the Creator or is rewarded with faith for that exertion. The question is, what is that exertion exactly? And what opens up as a result of that exertion that he did?
As a result of me receiving every time anew heavy heart rejections and overcoming them with a friend in connection with them, although the connection is artificial, when I'm constantly working that way corporeally, then it turns out that I actually am pushing myself towards connection. I'm building myself. I'm fighting. Although I'm doing it on the corporeal level, my mind and heart in the connection with the friends is in order for us to connect like some kind of group. Even though it's good, it's positive, mutually connected and so on, but still it's all corporeal. In return, we get a spiritual vessel, which is entirely not built from our efforts in mind and heart. And that's how we rise above it. That's why our corporeal mind and heart, they stay on the corporeal level, on the degree of the animal. And the efforts that we've made are only a preparation from getting now a vessel of faith. And this vessel of faith is unique. And in it we have the chance to discover ourselves in one kli. It's a completely different feeling. It's a kli of faith. It already belongs to spirituality. In spirituality, no one feels himself as special, as existent, but he feels himself together. It's already this new term. This I is called Adam, and this I is all of us together as one. More?
We know that lack of importance is an opportunity to go above reason. And I see that for me and a lot of friends, at times like that, we forget that what we need is the fourth force of faith, and then we run away till we get another awakening. How to not run away and remember that it's an opportunity?
We need to give a portion of exertion, which is our efforts against our egoistic desire, and not that our exertion builds something spiritual. All it builds is a condition that we will receive a spiritual kli, a spiritual vessel. But it's not that this spiritual vessel is built of our corporeal efforts, because our efforts are corporeal. But they're still required, because then we reach the reception of the kli of bina, the kli of the soul. And therefore, we need to exert. But all of this exertion, if we won't get it from above, this new kli, a kli of bestowal, we won't attain it ourselves. We don't build it ourselves, the kli of the soul. We build it from above in return for our exertion, but in return for our exertion. And it's written about that, that if the Creator will not build this house, then the nation will return. Meaning, to the extent that we'll exert, we will still stay on the corporeal efforts, on the corporeal level. No matter how much we cry out, that we love each other, that we're connected, all that's nice and good, it's required. But alongside with that, we need to be, to have a clear understanding that it's not that which builds the soul. But in return of that, we develop ourselves to be capable to, in something, to receive from above the force of bestowal, the force of faith. Maybe you want to move on to another lesson?
Hello.
Hello.
We can go to Tess or the writings of Bala Sulam, or continue these quotes.
You want to continue the quotes? Go ahead, let's continue. If you still have the same level of concentration or even more, then we can continue one more quote.
Quote 19 from Obash's article, Anyone Who Sanctifies the Seventh. When one comes to a degree where he wants to bestow upon the Creator, meaning giving contentment to his Maker, he begins to contemplate what the Creator needs so He can give it to him, since all his concerns are to please the Creator. At that time, he realizes that the only reason he created the world was to receive pleasures from him. And that, more than this, the Creator does not need. Hence, he follows the Creator's will and receives pleasures. At that time, there is no issue of bread of shame, because he is not receiving the pleasures because he wants to enjoy, but because he wants to bestow upon the Creator. For when one achieves the degree of wanting only to bestow to the Creator, the tzimtzum, the restriction, is lifted from him, and he sees the world as full of his glory. Then he sees that this was revealed to him so he would enjoy it. Hence, one has obtained the degree of bestowal, meaning obtained the degree where all he wants is only to bestow contentment upon the Creator. He fills himself with all the pleasures that his eyes see, as in the explanation, the whole earth is full of his glory. It follows that all that one needs to obtain that he can define as a reward after he has toiled several years is only one thing, the desire to bestow, meaning the degree of wanting to serve the Rav not in order to receive reward. All the labor where one needs to exert himself in Torah and Mitzvot, commandments, is only to obtain this. This is called fear of heaven. As it is written, what does the Lord your God ask of you? Only fear me.
Sheila.
Question.
Ech ani.
How do I, in a group, how can I express my willingness to serve the Creator to such an extent that He will advance us to His service, to give Him contentment, to give us this strength, this desire? How do I and each one of the friends that still aren't connected but only with a tendency to that, how do we show the Creator that we want to serve Him? Go ahead.
If we accept this current state upon us, that this is the best state possible, this concealment, and we're acting towards one another in the greatness of the Creator, just so it controls us upon the concealment, that's all of our work.
I think it's the same process like going to get a vessel of faith. Below, we exert in everything we can, in everything we make an effort, we pray, we yearn. But at the end of the day, the Creator gives you this kli. So there is this stage where you exert in the kli of faith, and then all the work, it becomes for Him.
By working on fulfilling the Rav's desire, the Creator's desire, by connection and love between us and revealing the upper force to all of humanity.
Externality is the foundation of the work. It's what you can do to give examples to the friends, to awaken envy in them, to give them greatness, and inside to pray that a prayer from the depth will come.
I don't know.
Also, on the degree of connection, if you go to greater connection, the evil inclination is revealed. It's the nature the Creator created. On the other hand, He created the Torah as a spice. that we need his help, we need the light that reforms. So if we're going to connect, then it's built into the system to create this yearning for him, for adhesion to him.
It's like a person has to implement the life that the Kabbalists are writing about in the books, except for what his desire brings him to himself, like a reformatting.
And all of these changes eventually are done by the light. It's not something that can happen from man's exertion, and man's exertion isn't what builds it, but it's something that the Creator gives you to start living this life, which you live in order to give him contentment.
Specifically, by not being personally interested, there's no reward, no feeling, no flavors, but we continue and connect and help each other and overcome. By this, we express our willingness in giving contentment.
Yep, what does it mean to show this willingness to serve? Serve.
We open tests together and pray for him to help us be there.
Yep, beyond serving, we activate the will to receive, the vessels of reception. That even upon them we want to serve the Creator, upon them we want to give him contentment. We're not satisfied by that only. We want to reach the end of correction. We want to fulfill all of the world with its presence, all of reality.
Like the friends in Rabash writes, in the most not simple states, we have to give gratitude for that, that he gave us connection to sanctity from the posterior and of the posterior. And give thanks to that too.
What else can you add? I don't know. Everything you get from above, but you really need to want it, and then the Creator gives it.
To the extent we keep the conditions of the Arvut, or an equivalence of form with the system, and then that force that gives us life is revealed.
I don't know what else to add. Friends all over the world are giving us such an example. We spoke about this before. We saw the Turkish group. That's the willingness to serve, coming every morning, no matter where they are, who they are, what's beneath the surface, corporeally, nothing. They're dedicated to the work, showing greatness, showing an example of what it means to be the worker of the Creator.
Everything in our powers to do, we will do it and exert ourselves during the prayer is with most quality. Just keep praying.
We need to collect more deficiencies to show that everything that all that interests us is the work in giving him contentment, to include ourselves as much as possible, more tens in the world.
Yeah, and it's tricky because in the end, in every moment, a person either demands for himself or for the friends. And also when it's for the friends, obviously it's a game. You can't even say what he's choosing because he doesn't really choose, because if he'd want it, he wouldn't really want it. But there's still like a tendency that where are you pushing to? Where do you want to be pushed to? I don't know how to say it.
Okay, let's move on to Tas. Go ahead.
We'll go to the